Here we are with our next episode of From the Back Deck at Harbor, our weekly series exploring the Tri-Pennant family of resorts and the people behind Arkansas's leading vacation destinations. Today, we again welcome owner and president Bill Barnes. Excellent, as always, to have you with us. I hope all is well, sir. And again, thank you so much for your patience this week and trying to find a good time where we could do this.
Well, now, Patrick, the patience goes both ways. If I remember correctly, you were ready to go yesterday for this interview, and I didn't see the text for 2 hours, and I was a little late calling you back on that. So thank you for your patience with me. And I just need to correct, you introduced me as owner and general manager. I really just fit General Flunky better.
General Flunky. Really, all right. That's my title.
That's both of us. Our respective responsibilities are to stick our finger in the hole in the dike where the greatest leak is and try to plug it until we can figure out what to do about it. Now, that's how I tend to think of myself.
I interview our congressman, Bruce Westerman, every week, and I have to consistently ask him, like, Congressman, help me take my foot out of my mouth, please.
Well, and he will, he is such a good man and such a humble person and real, real smart. We're lucky to have Bruce as our congressman for this area. We really are. And I will tell you in the same token, John Maddox in MENA, our state representative.
Oh, yes.
He is just a good, good man. He's smart. He cares. You have to really care about your people to do that job. And Patrick, we're lucky to have at the federal level and the state level some really good folks.
You're 100% right about that. Now, unfortunately, I don't know John very well, but Bruce Westerman, I consider him a longtime friend at this point. And I tell you, I can't say enough how lucky we are in Arkansas to have somebody. For one, does not have a lawyer's background. He's a forester by trade,
right,
and the only one out of all 435 of those people up in Congress. And because of that expertise and that background, he's been able to do a lot of good, not just for us, here in Arkansas, obviously, where forest land is a huge industry. We all enjoy our forests as well, having two of the biggest in the country between the Ouachita and Ozark National Forest. But a lot of practices that we developed here in Arkansas that he's exported to other parts of the country that have done a lot of good. So I always joke, every time I talk to him, I joke with about how long it's going to be before I start saying Speaker Westerman. But I think he's way too smart to ever take that position on.
I think you're right.
Well,
but I also want him to stay and keep doing what he's doing, too, because, building that seniority is important.
Yes. Well, this is fun. I know we had never really intended to jump on politics, but I think anyone who's going to develop into a long-term listener from the back deck, who knows what we might talk about. So, last week you took us through the Iron Mountain Resort over on DeGray Lake, the history, what visitors can expect both in and around the resort. Today, was really hoping we could do the same for your resort on Greeson Lake, Self Creek. To be honest, I'm very partial to Greeson Lake, or Lake Greeson, excuse me. It's better known as Lake Greeson. I have many good memories down there, and it's just a quick 45-minute trip from me down here into Queen. Bill, it would be great to hear the history of Self Creek and what to expect for anyone visiting the first time.
Well, I will tell you, when we acquired the Self Creek lease, which was 23 years ago now, it had been through 13 owners, and the last owner had literally, after Labor Day weekend, and think about this, Patrick, it had a restaurant, it had lodging, it had a marina, and the owner, after Labor Day weekend, got in their vehicle and drove away and abandoned the entire lease.
Really?
Literally. And I'm being very accurate. They abandoned it. They left the restaurant, the lodging, the marina, drove away. And so for the next, while the Corps had to be very careful on how they reacted to that, because it was under lease to these individuals.
Oh, sure.
So
it was complicated.
It was really complicated. The cabins were all vandalized. The restaurant was vandalized. I went over there once and drove through and walked into unlocked cabins and an unlocked restaurant and an abandoned marina. And it was as you would expect if nobody was looking after the place and folks that wanted to party and didn't care about property rights were in it and using it. It was a mess. So the Corps after that decided that they would ask for proposals from reputable resort operators rather than soliciting from the general public. So there were four resorts that provided proposals within the criteria that the Corps had established. And we were very, very fortunate to be the one that was selected. And we were selected in, I think, 2000. There was a caveat to it that was not a lot of fun. If you looked at the history of Greason, Greason was one of the older lakes in the Corps system, and they allowed bank ties. So at all the resorts on the lake, people could have individual tie-up docks where their houseboats were tied up. They were all rimmed with bank ties, some well-maintained, some not so well-maintained, some with safe electrical, some with not so safe electrical. Well, the Corps, and you know, we won't even talk about wastewater here, but the Corps, for whatever reasons, had a real difficult time telling people they had to get off those bank ties. So the caveat to awarding the lease was that within, I want to say 1 year, maybe it was a year and a half or two, but within that timeline, we at Self Creek had to shut down all bank ties, remove them, and put everybody into storage docks.
Oh, now, that was a lot of fun, I imagine.
Some of these bank ties folks had for 30 years.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was just awful. And the people were not mad at us, kinda. They were mad at the Corps' criteria. We didn't have a choice. I mean, sure. If you can picture a vice with us in the middle, we had wonderful customers with, in my opinion, I mean, some justification in that they'd been allowed to do that 30 years. And the Corps saying, you can't have the lease unless you clean up all the banks, get them all off, and get everybody in docks. Well, it wasn't painless. It's kind of like raising children where you have to establish a criteria and be firm about it. But we got everybody off the bank ties, got them all cleaned up, built all new docks, got everybody in docks.
Made a lot of friends in the process too, huh?
You know, with the exception of probably a half a dozen, everybody understood.
Okay,
they didn't
like it.
Nobody likes change. And they sure didn't like the difference. But there were a lot of safety issues that everybody acknowledged. There were some wastewater issues. And the place just looked so much neater and cleaner.
Oh, I bet.
And because we were able to pull it off, the Corps then went to the other three resorts on the lake and said, all right, you have to do the same thing. So we all ended up figuratively in the same boat over the next two or three or four years. And the lake cleaned up, and it's better. I mean, it really is, but it was not easy to get there. So we started with new storage docks, a new marina store, and the Corps had torn all the old cabins down and the restaurant down because they had been vandalized so terribly. So we built we actually had custom built for us new double wide mobile homes to our floor plan and spec on wall thicknesses and that stuff. And we sided them with log siding. So we opened up initially five new cabins, three two-bedroom, two-bath, and two three-bedroom, three-bath units that we were very proud of. Rock fireplaces in them, central heat and air, nice kitchens, washers and dryers. And that's how we started. We were the new kid on the block, so there were some issues about that. We got along well with our neighbors, and we're right outside the little town of Daisy. And because the lease had been through 13 operators until us, there was all this interesting skepticism in Daisy about, well, how long are they going to be here?
Oh, year two, sure.
Maybe? But we were there to stay, and we told them that. And
that was almost 24 years, almost a quarter of a century ago, huh?
That's right. And fortunately, I worked at Harbor with a fellow named Jim Mishler. Jim and I worked together here. Jim shifted down there either 20 or 21 years ago, Patrick, and has been general manager down there. He and his wife, Lori, live on site. He has been a godsend to me because he loves Self Creek. He loves the people. He's developed wonderful relationships down there. We've expanded the marina. We've added rental houseboats. We've added water toys, which are all sublease operations. And Jim has just created his own little village down there and cadre of friends and a great staff that he works with. Oh. So Self Creek is just, I'm so proud of it, and we're there to stay, and we provide, I think, a very high-quality operation, very casual. You know, all of our resorts, we tell folks, the Tri-Pennant family of resorts are family-serving families, and that's because we are. We're families at all three places serving wonderful families. So Jim's working on second generation of his customers. And couldn't be more pleased and proud of Self Creek.
What an interesting history. Wow. And no doubt it is such a phenomenal resort and marina right there. I have been out there quite a few times before you and I had a chance to meet up and start this series. And I love how it's just kind of tucked away right off Highway 70. You know, you cross the bridge over Greeson. Just I guess it's just before you get to the main part of Daisy, and you'll see you'll see all the boats out there. But the actual resort itself just kind of tucked up on the hill there. Off the shoreline, it's a very beautiful lake, and the fishing out there is fantastic. Really, really neat place. One of the themes we return to is how well positioned your series, your family of resorts, are to other locations. It's one of these. What a great hub to venture out from. You know, you, of course, the town of Daisy, very interesting. You got Glenwood just up the road, a lovely little town. And one of my wife's favorite things to do, and she had a lot of fun doing it in Mount Ida when we stayed at your place in Lake Washita. She calls it antiquing. I call it junking. We just buy the stuff that nobody wants to keep in their house anymore. So for whatever reason, now we have to keep it at our house. So some great opportunities for antiquing right around there. Of course, you got the Albert Pike Recreation Area just a few minutes from the resort, from Self Creek. You know, go back to, we were talking about Congressman Bruce Westerman a moment ago. I think this is very exciting. The House of Representatives just passed a bill that he introduced that would reopen overnight camping at Albert Pike. And of course, you're as familiar as anyone, I'm sure, of that tragic incident back in June of 2010, where those 20 campers were tragically killed by a 100-year flash flood. So, I mean, it's if that goes through, I think that'd be a very good thing for just the whole region there.
Oh, I do too. We do have wonderful resources around Self Creek. We've got Little Missouri Falls.
Oh, yes.
We've got the Albert Pike area. We've got, of course, the world knows about Murfreesboro and the Diamond Mine.
Yes.
And you know, I don't track it as closely as I should, but I think there have been some really nice diamond finds this spring.
There have. Some of the biggest in the park's history.
And see, that's just terrific. Glenwood is a wonderful town. It's, and you've got to remember when you talk about your wife and whether it's antiquing or junk-tiquing, that one person's trash is another person's treasure.
That's right.
And one of the things that, that ladies are so good with doing is picking up something that's sitting on a shelf that I could look at for 400 years and never have a use for. and they pick it up and look at it and say, this would be just perfect here. And it works. And that's just fun. Two other things real quickly. Greeson is renowned for its crappie fishing.
Yes.
It is the finest crappie lake, I think, in Arkansas. Great crappie guides there. And swing back to Harbor yesterday. Chris Darby is our lead guide at Mountain Harbor. So I walk in the dining room after staff meeting to get ready for a meeting with a couple of other gentlemen. And Chris is sitting in there with this huge plate of crappie that he had caught an hour before.
Ooh.
And cleaned and cooked. And he called me over and said, do you want some? Well, about that time, these two gentlemen walk in the dining room, and they're dear, dear friends. They're in the banking business, and I just love to meet with them and visit with them because they kind of give me an idea of their perspective of the economy and lending and what's going on and what can we anticipate for the spring and the summer. And so I look at this pile of crappie fillets and French fries and tartar sauce and all this good stuff that Chris does because he's a chef as well as being a great guide. And I said, are you done? And he said, yeah, take all you want. I said, can I have it all and take it over to this table? So I walked over to these two men with this plate full of crappie fillets that had come in for lunch. And I said, hey, guys. How about fresh, swimming in the lake an hour ago, crappie fillets for lunch? And one of them started salivating so much he couldn't talk. So, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean,
yeah, you were like a hero walking up there.
He loves crappie fillets. So we sat down at the table. We had our meeting. We had our lunch. We absolutely overate. I started to use the term pigged out, but I decided not to do that. We overate with a whole bunch of great fresh crappie, thanks to Chris Darby, which can happen at Lake Greeson every day when folks come in to fish, especially if they use the crappie guides, because those guys know where to go.
Having a two-year-old has been the best experience of my life, but it sure does cut down on the fishing here lately. Just a little bit longer, another year or two, I'm going to be able to tell the wife, hey, I'm getting the baby out of your hair. We're going fishing. Bill, this has been, I'm going to be honest, one of the best discussions yet. I was absolutely fascinated by hearing your history of Self Creek and obviously a great establishment you guys have out there. That's going to be a tough one to top right there, but I think this is a great place to leave it. As always, sir, appreciate you taking some time to update our listeners on just another sampling of what all's in store for visitors to the Tri-Pennant family of resorts. Of course, always check out more about the Tri-Pennant family of resorts. I see where each of your resorts has its own Facebook page, has its separate contact info, but it does seem like mountainharborresort.com is a great hub to begin your journey into the Tri-Pennant family of resorts. So check that out. Bill, hate to let you go, but I know you got plenty to do. You got to get back to that back deck. I look forward to speaking with you again next week, sir.
Well, it's fun to visit with you from the back deck, Patrick. It really is. And make a note for next week. I want to talk about this really, really cool professional photography team that's here shooting. They've been here all week shooting stuff for a national clothing line. And I've hung out with them a little bit and just watch them do all the prep and shoot all the products and how much fun they've had doing it. So that's going on right now at Harbor, and we're having fun doing that too.
Very
have
neat.
A great day. And also,
yes,
in a couple of years when your daughter is a little older, in addition to taking her crappie fishing, I want to tell you how my dad trained me to help him cook them after we caught them.
Well, you have hinted just a little bit, and I have bookmarked that, all right? So I'm counting on you to help me help her.
Well, get a good old rolling pin, Patrick, and hide it from your wife.
Bill, you are the best. Thank you so much.
Bye, Patrick.
All right, you take care, buddy.
Talk to you later, my friend.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Bye.